were talking about you know, lost restaurants of Chicago, just in this past segments, and you know, it's always fun to go back in time and remember a lot of the places, maybe where you grew up or you went when you were a kid or your family went when you were younger, and remember those places, and you kind of miss them. And the book that we were talking about has a lot of great stories about the histories of these special places. And we concentrated exclusively on restaurants during that conversation because that's what the book's about. But now we're going to talk about, like, stores and businesses and bars and clubs and retailers and stuff like that that you used to go to that you miss. And if you want to jump in with any of your memories in those places, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Getting a little nostalgic here. Dan, was there anything in your neighborhood when you were growing up that's not there anymore that you would miss?
Yeah, I'll continue on the restaurant ones.
Yeah.
The Blue Angel and Sally's.
Oh, man.
Were the 24-hour restaurants in the area.
Yeah.
The ones that were around and open when, you know, I was in my 20s and we'd go out and hit the town and then be coming to look home and for places to stop. And so I've been to Ellie's, which replaced Blue Angel, which is nice. And I know Cozy Corner, which took over the Sally spot, just opened within the last week and half ago. And I've heard good things about both. You know, it's just different, though. You know, they both of them were kind of just so old school and had that charm and character that you don't find much anymore.
You know, both of those places I've been to many times, as you know, Dan. Blue Angel was a particular favorite of mine. Because, you know, like, the Blue Angel was so cool because, like, you go in the back door, you know, and you've got that like, the dining room area with the booths and the tables and stuff like that. And then the counter, you walk around into the other room. They've got tables, booths, and that in there.
Right.
But then there was a counter. So there were, like, two parts of it. And what was amazing was that even at 3 o'clock in the morning, both sides would be open. They would never... Had you ever been there when they closed the dining room?
I had been in times where the dining room was closed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was always kind of... That was always one of the fun things, walking in and being like, you know, how busy are we going to be tonight?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, the dining room would be open at 3 o'clock in the morning because they get, you know, one of the mm-hmm. only places in the neighborhood where you can go if you've been out, you know, to a bar or something. But yeah, I loved that place. I just thought the Blue Angel was great. And I mentioned anytime we talk about the Blue Angel Franchisees,
mm-hmm.
that was my go-to order if I didn't have, because a lot of times I would get breakfast, you know, your basic sort of like whatever, eggs, bacon, that kind of thing. But the Franchisee, I'm telling you, just one of the greatest food creations of all time. And they were great at the Blue Angel. Yeah, those are places that both Sally's is great with Sally's. Sally's was great, too. So what does it look like now? What's the facade like now? I've not been up there.
It's much cleaner. I don't know, is the best way to say it. I mean, both places are much more modern. And
yeah, but I see Ellie's all the time because my parents and I go to the movie theater in Skokie.
Yeah,
and we go down Milwaukee. We turn up on to Central and Milwaukee right there.
Yeah, I haven't been inside Cozy Corner, but it seems like it's kind of retained that kind of like old homely feel to it, but just updated. You know, nicer.
I love the sign outside of Sally's. It was so iconic.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And did they replace the sign with something like completely? I mean, obviously, it's not going to have the same logo or the lights or anything like that.
Right.
But Sally's, that sign was iconic.
Sure.
So, all right. Well, there's a couple of other places. If you guys want to jump in here, 312-981-7200 is the number. We've got a whole bunch of places that in, you know, where you grow up that completely disappear. You know, I grew up at Addison and Ravenswood, and we would shop on Lincoln Avenue. That's where you would go to shop. You would walk, you would walk south on Lincoln Avenue, and it was always like, you know, it was Belmont, Ashland, and Lincoln. That intersection right there was like the heart of the shopping district on Lincoln Avenue. And there are so many stores that I went to when I was a kid that are no longer there. And I mean, everything changes. We all know that, and things move on. But you have so many, you know, memories attached to those places. I bought my first album at a record store called The Record Roost. which was on Lincoln, but also had, but it also had an entrance on the other side on Belmont. So, you know, so you could get, you could actually enter on Belmont, or you can enter on Lincoln, and the store was in between. And it was this place called the Record Roost. It was just an old school record store. And that's where I bought my first album. That's where I bought Black Sabbath, Paranoid. And now the last time I've not been in that neighborhood in a while, but the last time, that I was hanging out in that neighborhood or there, it was a Subway sandwich shop. That's what it turned into. So that's what it was. And there was also another record store right almost directly across the street from Dinkle's Bakery. And I believe Dinkle's Bakery is still there. I'm almost positive Dinkle's is still there, because that place is sort of legendary. And I'm pretty sure. Dan, do you know if Dinkle's Bakery is still?
I've had it within the last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I mean that's like the bakery that you went to in that neighborhood. There's no question about it. And it's been there forever. But like almost directly across the street, and I think it's a Starbucks now, that was also another record store. And that's where I would go to get my 45s. Like, you would go in. 45s, by the way, are vinyl records that are smaller, but they rotate faster on your turntable. And it's a single record with a B-side and an A-side. But, you know, I used to go to that record store all the time, too. I can't remember the name of it. I don't remember the record store, what the name was. But that was where they kept the top 40 records behind the counter in, like, what looked like mail slots. You know what I mean? Like, little mailboxes that you would put, you know. And it was like a wooden shelving unit, and each shelf had like a stack of 45s in it. And you would get the top 40 list, usually the WLS list. You would have the big 89 WLS list. And I've had many of those take home lists with Mr. Steve King's mysterious picture. Do you remember Steve King's mysterious picture from the mid 70s?
Yes.
He's like in some forest or something. He's got fantastic hair in this. But that was when he was doing nights at LS back in the early mid 70s. And so, you know, you would pick the singles that you want just by number. Like, what was the number one single? I want the number one single. I want the number five single. I want the number 12 single. And then the guy behind you would grab the 45s. And that was the record store that was almost directly across the street from Dinkle's, which I believe is a Starbucks now. So, but those were, you know, I mean, that neighborhood that I was there, I would go out to Lincoln Avenue every day. We would walk down Lincoln Avenue every day, especially on the weekends. And that's where you shopped. We didn't have a mall or anything. We would go on Lincoln Avenue because there were so many different types of stores and businesses lining the streets of Lincoln Avenue. There's a lot of memories on that street, for sure. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see, we get a bunch of people here. Here's Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I remember going to the Well of the Sea. I still have a menu from there, the College Inn, and before McDonald's, there was Wimpy's.
Right, Wimpy's.
Do you remember that place?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a restaurant called the Ivanhoe where they had puppet stew operas.
And was the Ivanhoe like at Clark and Wellington, in that area?
I couldn't tell you right now. Okay. I was dating at the time.
Okay.
And, oh, golly, what was I going to tell you? Shopping. It used to be State Street, Boston Nature Store, Mandel's, Fair, Carson Perry, Marshall Fields.
There was a ton of so many of those places are, you know, a ton of those places. I was thinking of the Ivanhoe. You know, the Ivanhoe, I was getting that confused. The Ivanhoe restaurant is different than what the Ivanhoe Theater. The Ivanhoe Theater is what I was thinking of. That was like Clark, near like Diversey, that area.
3000 North Clark.
Yeah, that was where they had they would do a lot of shows at the Ivanhoe. And that's actually where for a while Hellcab played there. For the 800 years that Hellcab ran, played at the Ivanhoe for a very long time. Elizabeth, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And here is Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man. What's up?
Oh, I was just wondering if you ever heard of Johnny's Snack Shop on Central and Montrose. It was a little dive place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, by C. Davis and Toots. Yeah. And, hey, yeah. Listening to you talk, we're from the same neighborhoods. I lived at Addison and Central. When you talk about Luther North, I lived by Cumberland and Foster. I lived by Lincoln Avenue. I remember the Bargain Town on Lincoln Avenue.
Sure. Sure.
It turned into a Toys R Us, I think. I mean, it was just listening to you, it's so awesome.
It's Toys
We're so
R Us
close in age,
and it's now an Ace Hardware, if I'm not mistaken. Where that
is it really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And by the way, you said you lived at Foster and Cumberland. So did I. Just west of Cumberland.
Yes, I was west of Cumberland on Pottawatomie back in the 80s.
Wow. All right, because I was in one of those. You know the complexes. They all look exactly the same. The apartment complexes.
Yes, I
lived in one of those. I lived in the Honeybee complex for about...
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I was in a 6 flat.
Yeah.
All just right. North of that.
There you go. All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
Right,
buddy. Have a good night.
You too,
God
man.
Bless.
Take care, buddy. There you go. Thank you, Mike. And then Roseanne is on WGN. Hi, Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne.
Yeah, I was telling your producer, you were talking about the Blue Angel. I said the Blue Angel, I remember, was on Michigan Avenue near the Conrad Hilton. And it was sort of a... Caribbean type, you know, by the bar they had sand on the floor.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the lady was talking about, I thought the Pampas were at Coombs Home, and Ivanhoe was noted for the catacombs.
Ivanhoe was noted, for the catacombs, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we were unusual, my brother, we really liked soup. So when we went downtown, we loved to go to that Pixley and Allers and get the soup with the little oyster red crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, sometime later on, they opened. Did you ever hear of the Forum?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I always like to go there recently because they had all those little, you know, bowls of stuff, and you could get such a variety of things.
Right, yeah.
Pretty, and then, how about the Jamaican Village?
Jamaican Village, no. I don't think I've been
there. Yeah, that was in the Rush Street area, and it was just like it says, you know, with the entertainment, Calypso, and all that.
Wow. All right, Roseanne, thanks for the call.
Okay.
I've never been to that other... the Blue Angel that she was talking about. Never been to that one. But so I'm sure there were a lot of restaurants and places that had the same name over the years. We're getting a bunch of texts in, too, and we haven't even touched upon retailers or businesses or bars and stuff like that, but we will, and we want to talk to you. So 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. A Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday! That was Dexy's Midnight Runners with Come On Eileen. 262 area code requested that. So get your request in, too. Any artist, any song, any thing. 312-981-7200. Welcome back. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. The Oscar nominations were announced yesterday, and I have thoughts on that. And we'll talk about some of the surprises and some of the snubs and talk about the nominations themselves. With you guys as well. But right now we're talking about forgotten Chicago area retailers and bars and clubs and stores and things like that. And we would love to hear from you with your memories about places that aren't around anymore that you miss. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. Here are some texts. 847 area code says a wonderful restaurant that closed long ago was El Bianco. It was fabulous. 815 area code, on a special occasion, my dad and mom used to bring us to Chuck Cavallini's in Midlothian. When I was a kid, and I think it was Midlothian, it seemed a really long way away from our house because we lived in Alsop and I went to Marist. It was almost like going to a different big city. In addition, the House of Hughes is the place that we used to drive past and never ate there. It's all gone now. Let's see, 847 area code says, two come to mind. One, the Como Inn. Oh, yes, the Como Inn. When did the Como Inn close? I mean, it was around, I think it... close, what, maybe, what, early 2000s? The Como Inn? Because you used to be able to see it right off the Kennedy. Right off the expressway. And
2001.
And it was it's referenced a lot in Glengarry Glen Ross. So, it's one of Mammoth's favorite places, Como Inn. I only went to the Como Inn once. It was obviously a long time ago. How about Parkey's Hot Dog Stand in Oak Park? That would be Mark from Libertyville. 773 area code says, Peter's Diner by DePaul. Don't remember that place. The Belden Deli. Classic. You know what that turned into, Dan, the Belden Deli?
What's that?
A Tower Records, which is also gone. So, You know who used to love the Belden Deli?
Who's that?
Eddie Schwartz. He talked about the Belden Deli all the time. I think he lived like right near the Belden Deli, and they would deliver. But yeah, he was a big fan of the Belden Deli. I don't know if there was a night that Chicago Ed was on the air where he wouldn't at least mention the Belden once. Jackson Lincolnwood, I remember that. Myron and Phil's Flukies. Is Flukies closed on Peterson? Wow, man. Because it was Flukies on there was a Flukies on Peterson. I used to drive past it all the time when I was working on Roy Leonard's Going Out Guide, and we had an office right out of Peterson. Used to drive past it all the time, and I ate there many times. Flukies, Dr. Jazz Ice Cream. I remember that place, and of course the Zephyr, which is on Ravenswood. It's not there anymore. Now it's a fake Irish pub. I can't remember what it's called, but it used to be right on that corner. It was Ravenswood and Wilson. It was Wilson and Ravenswood? Yeah, Wilson and Ravenswood. It was Wilson and Ravenswood. Dan, had you ever gone to the Zephyr for ice cream?
I did not.
Was it Wilson and Ravenswood? Do you know what the name of the fake Irish bar is that's there now, corner of Wilson and Ravenswood?
I'll have to look it up.
It's like O'Shaughnessy's, maybe? O'Shaughnessy's, maybe? Or according to Keegan Michael Key, O'Shag Hennessy.
That seemed like a legit Irish bar the last time I was in there after it took over new ownership.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went in there and there were some definite strong Irish behind the bar, on the other side of the bar. I think it's still legit.
Okay. All right. And it is O'Shaughnessy's, right? Is that what it's called?
I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about. It's not far from my old apartment. You talking about the one in Albany Park?
No, Wilson and Ravenswood.
Oh, okay. This one was near Wilson, and I thought you were talking about this other one that just changed hands as well.
Well, what was it? What was this? Where was this
it
one?
It was on, let's see.
Because I lived in the Albany Park.
Near Wilson, let's see. Montrose and Wilson are perpendicular.
Yeah.
So it was not far from Wilson and Montrose.
So in between? No, Milton and Montrose run the same direction.
They do,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. This was near, it was on Montrose a few blocks north, let's see. Yeah, a few blocks east of Kimball.
Oh.
Probably about 3 or 4 blocks east of Kimball.
On Montrose, okay.
Yep. Right. It was an old Irish bar, and then it switched hands. It's still definitely Irish.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
And O'Shaughnessy's pub.
It is O'Shaughnessy's. Okay, yeah, that's what's now where the Zephyrs used to be. All right, everybody, hang on, okay. And if you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. We're talking about places that don't exist anymore that we used to love, and we got more coming up after the news, which is after this. I didn't recognize this at all. Wildcard Wednesday, yippee! Wildcard Wednesday. And it's any artist, any song, anything, and that's the theme from the Bionic Woman. That did not ring a bell at all for me. Lou requested that on a Wild Card Wednesday. If you want to get your requests in, it's 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk about the Oscars a little bit later on. I'll break it down for you. We got all the nominations here. We're going to talk about the surprises and the snubs as well. But right now we're talking about places that no longer exist in the Chicago area. We were talking about the new book, Lost Restaurants of Chicago, and that got us thinking about all kinds of businesses and stores and retailers and bars and stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's talk to Sheila on WGN. Hi, Sheila.
Yes, I was in the late 50s at the Chaperie, and I saw Sammy Davis Jr., and the table next to us had the Kennedy sisters.
Wow.
And the funny thing was that one of the Kennedy sisters still had the price tag on her shoe.
At the old Chaperie. And a lot of big stars came through the Chaperie.
Oh, they sure did.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to tell you, I'm glad you enjoyed Ireland, because I've been there 5 times.
Oh.
And my parents were both born there, so it's a dear place to me.
What part of Ireland are your folks from?
County Clare.
Beautiful.
Near the Shannon Airport.
Oh, beautiful. It's so beautiful. It was such a beautiful trip, really. Amazing.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sheila, have a great morning.
Thank you.
Okay. And you're sitting in the Chaperie watching Sammy Davis Jr. That's a night right there. 872 area codes. What about Neo, the Chicago nightclub, 1979 to 2015? Been to Neo several times. By the way, that was not very far. Neo was not very far from where the Belden Deli was and where the Tower Records was. Not very far. 225 area code says, what about the places on Whiskey Row, which is now Ashland Avenue? Whiskey Row. Huh. Here's Joanne on WGN. Hi, Joanne. Joanne?
Hello.
Joni.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Joni.
I'm just calling regarding Fritzl's. It's kind of like a Chez Paris, but without so much entertainment, but you got to see a lot of stars there. I saw Carol Channing there and Anthony Quinn and a few. We used to go there for celebrations for birthdays and things. It was a little pricey, but it was just an experience.
Yeah, where was it, Joni?
I believe it's on, I can't remember. I think it was on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, on Michigan, okay.
Yeah, it was in the 60s. I worked downtown in the 60s, and I don't know when it started.
Yeah.
And I wanted to look that up, but it wasn't there long after I had left the Loop, and we were so disappointed that it was gone, but it was just really an interesting place. They had all the pictures of the stars on the walls and the leather boots, and they were like horseshoe-shaped. And there was mirrors on the walls. It was very elegant, very nice.
Very nice.
But I don't know when it left and and how long it was there.
Fritzl's, okay.
But like you said, it was an attraction for the stars.
Right. Okay, Joni, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, here is Jeffrey on WGN. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you're on.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to ask you something. I know you collect monster stuff. Do you remember, or were you ever in the store, House of Monsters?
House of Monsters. Where was it?
It was around, I think, about Milwaukee and Pulaski.
Okay.
I think they cross over those two streets.
They do. They do cross over. And that's currently my neighborhood. House of Monsters. I probably went there when I was a kid. I don't really remember, though.
Because this wasn't that long ago. This was only about maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, no, then I don't think I've ever been there.
The guy sadly went out of business, but he, if you love monster stuff, this guy had everything.
Mm.
There were two partners, actually.
Right.
And later on, when they went out of business, the guy from Horribles got a lot of their merchandise.
Oh, Horribles, I know. I know the people from Horribles, absolutely.
And they went out of business.
They did. It was a few years ago. They were in Berwyn, and they were great because they used to come to the Flashback Horror Convention as one of the hosts. They used to come to the Flashback Horror Convention all the time, and they had a great relationship with Rich Coes, with Sven Gulli.
Right, well, I know that. Could I ask you something? Are there any other monster stuff, any places around in Chicago now, or they're all gone?
No, I think they're all gone. I don't know if there's a big, because everything, I really think that if you're going to buy collectibles and stuff like that, 90% of the people do it online. It's, because you can find anything online, and I think a lot of people, if they're going to do the horror collectibles or the monster collectibles, I think most people go via the internet.
Well, because the only reason is I had heard the rumor because somebody went to one of these conventions where they had horror stuff, and Right. They were telling me about a place in Chicago, and I'm trying to locate it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can look into it because, we got a lot of connections with the people at Flashback Weekend because Flashback Weekend, the horror convention of which I'm one of the hosts, they have a vendor room. And there are local people and people from around the country who basically travel around, from different conventions to different conventions, selling their stuff. But I know there are a lot of local vendors who show up at Flashback. And so, maybe we can get some information. I can ask Mike Kurz or Mia Kurz, if they have information about, what shops are available in Chicago for that kind of stuff. Jeffrey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Give us a call at 312-981-7200. All right, here are some places that are gone. Bars and clubs. How about the Artful Dodger? Dan, did you ever go to the Artful Dodger?
I did not.
It was a divey and dodgy was the best way to describe it. It was a Bucktown corner bar. in a residential area that featured a small dance floor in the back where ill-advised moves were busted to 80s favorites. Many of the sugary drinks contained glow sticks. Despite efforts to save the turn-of-the-century building, the Dodger closed in 2005 after more than 20 years to make way for condos. Yeah, I'd been to the Artful Dodger. That was a weird place. Let's see. How about Biddy Mulligan's? Yeah, man, Biddy Mulligan's, yeah! See, Biddy Mulligan's was a seedy rock club in the northern reaches of Sheridan Road, just south of the cemetery that keeps Leafy Evanston at bay. The club opened and closed a comical number of times, at one point reopening for a whopping 4 months before shuttering up again. Much of the oft-promised renaissance of Howard Street, a new revitalized Biddy's, was always just around the corner, but Biddy's did have an admirable history in the 70s and 80s. Coco Taylor played there many times, and the Smashing Pumpkins rocked it in 1989. Biddy Mulligan's was, that was a big club, man. Lots of bands played there. I love the fact that they mentioned how many times it closed and reopened, because it was never in good condition. I don't think, whenever we went there, if they were going to have a grand reopening, when you have a grand reopening, Dan, normally, you want to do some improvements to the property or to the business.
Right.
It always seemed worse when they reopened. I don't know. I don't know how they managed to do that consistently, but lots of memories at Biddy Mulligan's, man. Biddy Mulligan's. Yeah, Biddy Mulligan's, man. Ah, the Big Nasty. Oh, my God. One of the worst places in the world. Dan, you were too young to ever really go to the Big Nasty, right?
I was too young.
Yeah. Okay, the Big Nasty. Do you know what the Big Nasty was?
I do not.
Okay, it was a bar. It was a Lincoln Park bar. It was on Lincoln, south of Fullerton. Not very far from Oz Park. You know where Oz Park is, right?
I do, yes.
All right. So, and there's a strip of bars. There used to be a strip of bars. The Body Politic Theater used to be there. And but they had the Bamboo Bernie's was another bar where they had the big, tropical drinks that were on fire, and you'd share them with like 10 straws. And you get completely annihilated at that place. I mean, like blackout drunk. And they had a volleyball court in the middle of the bar with sand in it. I'm not kidding, man. Bamboo Bernie's. And so I don't know. We ended up going there one night, and I got completely annihilated. And I actually blacked out. I got so loaded, I blacked out. And because of these were like these tropical drinks, these big crazy tropical drinks that taste like there's no alcohol in them. You know what I mean? Like, they're all sweet, and we're all like, yeah, yeah. And then half an hour later, I'm like, what's my name? But I kind of blacked out, and I woke up playing volleyball. I was on the ground in the sand, and I was like, oh, I'm playing volleyball. All right. Anyway, that was another one of those fantastic Lincoln Park bars that were, but now Bamboo Bernie's was located across the street from the Big Nasty. Here's the Big Nasty. Okay, you ready for this? It's a ridiculous Lincoln Park bar, and you know that area, especially like in the 80s and 90s. It was just a nightmare. Just a nightmare. Drunks in the street throwing up all over the place. I'm not exaggerating. Like, on a Saturday night, we used to do the show. We did this play called Live, and we did a run of it at the Body Politic. It ran for about a year at the Body Politic after we ran it at the Factory. And it was a late night show. We would do it Fridays and Saturdays at 10:30, so we'd get out at around midnight, quarter to one, at the height of idiocy on this stretch of Lincoln Avenue, to the point where they'd had beat cops out on the street to keep people from not running around in the street and vomiting everywhere. I mean, it was that ridiculous. So anyway, so that, but I went to Big Nasty's twice. Once just to go, twice because the girl I was dating wanted to go. And you got to do what you got to do. So here's the Big Nasty. Terrible Lincoln Park bar filled with maniac, like college student drunk idiots. Okay. And here's the, you can get low, everybody, the shots, jello shots, everybody's just, it's one of those bars where everybody goes in there, it's loud, they're playing music, lights are flashing, everybody goes in there to just get annihilated. That's the only reason they go. Here's the added bonus, Dan. For $4, if I remember correctly, $3 or $4, you could buy a can of Silly String and go nuts with it. And that's what they did. You want to talk about a nightmare?
Ugh.
I mean, everybody's shooting silly string all over the bar at each other's faces, and then they're so drunk that people are spending like $80 to buy cans of silly string just so they can. And could you imagine working at that bar?
I was going to say, how is that ever clean?
It's never clean. I mean, you know, I lasted, the first time I went in there, I lasted 15 minutes. I lasted 15 minutes. I go, I got to get the hell out of here. And people are squirting silly string all over the place. There was only one decent bar in that strip, because all of them sucked. They were all loaded with morons. But there was one decent bar on that strip, and I can't remember. It was a storefront bar. It had one name. It was just a, it was just a little like dive bar. Didn't have, you know, it was like a neighborhood. It had neighborhood people, regulars in there. Storkies? I'm probably totally wrong about that. You know, it was the kind of bar, Dan, you know, you would go to after they sponsored your softball game. It was that kind of bar. And it didn't fit in on that block at all. Like, it did not fit in at all. So that was the bar that we went to. Like, if we were gonna have some drinks, that's where we went. But the Big Nasty was just a nightmare.
Sturches.
That's it. Is it still around?
It is closed. 2238 North Lane.
That's it. That's the place. That was the only decent bar in that. It was the only decent bar in that neighborhood. And of course, that's closed too. Mention the Big Nasty to any Chicagoan who went there, and they'll undoubtedly respond with two words: silly string. Yes, the era of bachelorette frat party run amok. Right, said Fred, blasting in your eardrums. It was utopia for any bro within a 10-mile radius. The Big Nasty. Would be full of recently graduated sorority girls, leering frat boys. They're all drunk, gyrating, horny, and shooting silly string all over the place. Nightmare, that place. All right, let's take a quick break. We're talking about businesses that are gone. We've been covering a little bars here, and we've got a whole bunch of texts coming in and calls at 312-981-720. God, the Big Nasty. Ugh. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday! Kevin requesting the Monkees with some of Shelley's Blues. Welcome back, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich coming up after that. And also the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. As you know, we're in the beautiful Allstate Skyline studios. And there's almost basically ceiling to floor windows that are behind me, on my left and on my right behind me. And I just looked out the windows, and there is no visibility outside right now. This fog rolled in. It's like a John Carpenter movie out there right now. So if you're out in this, be careful and drive safely, because this fog just completely rolled in. And I can barely see lights outside. It's really crazy. It's enveloped the whole east part where, you know. So anyway, it's a little creepy out there. Be careful. Very foggy on this Wednesday morning. 773 area code says, my parents opened. We're talking about businesses that no longer exist that we miss in Chicago, bars and clubs. And we were talking restaurants a little bit earlier and retail stores and things like that. 312-981-7200. My parents opened a tavern in 1949 in Bridgeport. I was seven. It was great. On weekends, families gathered. We lived in the back, so kids would go in the back and play. No one got drunk. On the west and east side of Halstead, there was a tavern on every corner. All the owners knew each other. It was all friendly with no rivalry. I could go on. It was a great time growing up. Those are great memories. That's a pretty cool memory right there. Mark in Skokie says Ashkenaz was a Jewish delicatessen on Morris Avenue. No one has been able to ever match it. Best fluffy French toast, lox, bagels, etc. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin said Woolworth's Diner was great. Awesome food and waitresses were so fun. Yeah, that's amazing. People don't remember that you could actually eat at Woolworth's. We had a Woolworth's on Lincoln Avenue, you know, right around that area that I was talking about before. I think it was Lincoln and School. Right in the corner of Lincoln and School was a Woolworth's. It was your five and dime. And they had like a food counter there. It was a diner. And you could do some shopping, you know, buy some stuff, and then like sit down and have a meal. 773 area code, shout out to Mr. Steers on Lincoln Avenue. What a great salad bar. Mr. Steers, yeah. Yeah, that's right across the street from where the Woolworths was. That's also Lincoln and School. And that's a, what is the name of that place now? It's a breakfast joint that, maybe it's not there anymore, but We used to go there. It's real popular on Sundays, and it's basically essentially a breakfast place, and I can't remember the name of it. It's right on the corner of Lincoln and School, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a very, very popular breakfast joint. Mr. Steer. Oh, man. All right. Here's Phil on WGN. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
First, I'd like to correct the location of Fritzl's. It was at Staten Lake, the northeast corner.
Oh, okay. Staten Lake, right there. Okay.
Yeah, and two others for great Chinese food, Cow Cow in Lincolnwood at Cicero and Pratt.
Okay.
And then finally, how could we not mention the London House at Wacker, Michigan?
Oh, yeah. Classic. London House, classic place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Bringing back a lot of memories here. All right, Phil, thanks for the correction and everything.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good morning. There's Phil helping us out. London House. Classic place. Let's see. How about Bucket O' Suds? Run by a hooch-making, jazz-loving, idiosyncratic, second-generation bartender named Joe Dano, the Bucket, as they called it, was the coolest dive bar in the city for 32 years and closed in 1996. Musicians like Urge Overkill, Chrissy Hynde, and Elvis Costello visited the bar at Belmont and Cicero, perhaps for the liqueurs Dano made, but most likely because of the charm of Dano himself. And there was only one Joe Dano and only one Bucket of Suds. Belmont and Cicero. That's where one of my favorite movie theaters when I was growing up was. It's right there. Called the Luna Theater. Saw a ton of movies there when I was young. You know what was distinctive? I think I mentioned this before, Dan. You know what was distinctive about the Luna Theater and what's also stupid about
it?
They didn't have doors that went into the auditorium. They had curtains.
Oh, I remember you mentioning it.
So you could, and they had pinball machines and stuff in the lobby. So you could hear the popcorn popping. You could hear the people waiting and playing pinball machines and stuff. There was just curtains. There were no you had to sit up front in the theater. The best seats at the Luna were like the second row. Because, you know, at least it'd be louder in your face when you'd be a little bit further away from the lobby, which only had a curtain between you and the you and the lobby. The Luna, Belmont and Cicero. There's another one we can, and another angle we can go. Maybe we can do this specifically at another time. Old movie theaters that don't exist anymore. I could go on for hours talking about all the old beautiful movie theaters that don't exist anymore. So, all right, we got a break here. The news is coming up, and then more. Buildings, businesses that don't exist in Chicago. All right, we'll be right back. I have not heard that song in 49 years. Even though it's not 49 years old. Wow. It's Wild Card Wednesday. You made Wild Card Wednesday! That's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. Get your request in. We'll play it a little bit. 309 area code requesting reunion with Life is a Rock. Oh, man. Man, in the 70s, anything could be a hit. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. A very foggy morning down here. Man, and it just rolled in. So be careful. At least, you know, as I can tell, right in the downtown area, I'm looking right now. North on Columbus is what I'm looking at, heading, you know, looking at out the window here, northbound on Columbus, and it's really, really foggy. So be careful. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We've been talking about businesses in Chicago that no longer exist, and we miss them. We're talking bars, clubs, stores, retail. We were talking restaurants, if you want to jump in on that. Just reminiscing about that stuff. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Also, the Oscar nominations were announced yesterday morning, and I definitely have thoughts on it. And I'll cover those a little bit later on, and we'll talk about the snubs, and we'll talk about the surprises, and I'll give you all the information about the nominations and stuff. We've got a Blackhawks Express to play, a good Blackhawks Express, once again. That'll be two good Blackhawks Expresses in a row to play, and that'll be coming up later. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get back to our conversation, places that we miss. Here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
How about, I know I just mentioned Dan, you said you mentioned the Blackhawk already, but, you know, I don't know if you know, the Woolworths on State Street, I mean, you mentioned the Woolworths up on Lincoln.
Yeah.
The one on State Street had five I think it had five different places to eat in there.
Mm-hmm.
It had two counters on the main floor, a cafeteria in the basement, and then they had the mezzanine because I used to eat there my lunch all the time I was going to school back in the 60s. And then also Walgreens, the state in Madison, had a counter and a cafeteria.
Oh, they did. Walgreens did?
Yeah, they had the counter on the main floor, and they had a full cafeteria in the basement.
Wow, I don't remember
that. They served great food. And then also the Walgreens Estate in Madison was still, back years in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then the Walgreens at State and Randolph, it had a counter plus a full cafeteria in the basement.
Wow.
And then how about a couple places gone? I forget the name of a place that was a real Jewish restaurant. It was at Wabash and Madison. It was in 5 South in the Mallard Building.
Mm.
They served great cabbage soup and stuff up there. It was a real true Jewish. I went in there. I can't remember the name of it, but you'd go in there and eat. And I meant the people even, they spoke
Yiddish.
Most of the workers spoke Jewish or Yiddish. They were.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you go back. Carson's on Wabash, it used to be the men's store, they called it. On that side, they had a cafeteria on the 8th floor that was back in the 50s and 60s, and up until probably the mid-60s, was strictly a men's cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about that a little bit earlier with the author of that book, about how there were restrictions. There were restrictions at many, many diners and restaurants that were only for men.
Yeah. So there's a lot of them that way.
Yeah. Bill, thank you for the call.
How about Wimpy's?
Wimpy's.
The hamburger place.
Somebody mentioned that one already. Yeah.
Oh, they did? Okay. Yeah. Well, I just got you tuned in a little bit ago.
I appreciate
you talking
it.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Have a good morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Here is Elizabeth on WGN. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
As I said, I've got that lady that saw Sammy Davis Jr. beat. Because I saw Nat King Cole on my prom night.
Oh,
and he was fantastic. He came out, he did his act, and then he looked around the audience. He said, there's a lot of kids here from proms tonight. He stayed out over an hour doing requests.
Oh, man. That's amazing. And that was at the Chez Paris.
At the Chez Paris, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nat King Cole taking requests on your prom night. Now, see, that's a memorable prom. Yeah. All right, Elizabeth, thanks.
Yeah, I'm 79 now, and I still remember that very clearly.
Of course, I bet. I bet you do. Okay, Elizabeth, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks, bye.
She saw Nat King Cole taking requests at the Chez Paris on her prom. I ended up in a motel room with 6 other idiots, and then went to Great America the next day. It was fantastic. It's fantastic. My friends were all thrilled because my 22-year-old girlfriend at the time was able to buy booze, so so I was. Oh man! Here's Raheem on WGN. Hi, Raheem.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and I sent a text in talking about Whiskey Row.
Yeah,
but Whiskey Row was located across from the old stockyards.
Okay,
and that area between Persian Road and around 41st and Ashland. Now, that was a row of taverns.
Mm-hmm.
It was a neighborhood where houses lived. So I had an opportunity to know Stanley's, which is on 41st and Ashland, which was Whiskey Row. I had opportunity to know Wanda. And a lot of people may call it Wanda's, because Wanda was a little girl that grew up from there, and she's in her 90s.
Oh, wow.
And, she and I became very good friends. I have a very, and she was known as the Madam of Whiskey Row.
Wow. That's great. And she's, Raheem, she's still with us?
Yeah, she's still with us.
That's amazing.
And you want to hear a beautiful story of me. When I was too young to go into the London House, and out in the vestibule of the London House, they would have cheese laid out there, big rolls of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in, I would put on a suit coat because I was too young to go in there. But I love jazz so much. I would go in there and sit in the vestibule there, eat a cheese, And the guys in the band started coming out seeing me, knew I loved that jazz, and they one day one of them snuck me in. Ramsey Lewis was playing there at the old London House.
That's cool. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a great story, man. That's a very, very cool memory. So thanks for the call, Raheem.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. What a great story. Ramsey Lewis sneaking the kid in to see Ramsey Lewis after he eats a bunch of cheese. There's nothing wrong with that. Dino says Wally's Red Hot's at Diversity and Central. Oh, you know, Dan, as you know, I lived near Grand and Central for a bunch of years. That was one of our go-tos. Did you ever go to Wally's Red Hot's?
No, I did not.
Great hot dog joint. Diversity and Central, say the best double cheeseburger. I don't think if I've ever had, I used to always get hot. Whenever I went to Wally's, it was always hot dogs. And they were very like Gene and Jude's. If you ask for ketchup, they'll punch you in the face. That's the way. Wally's was very, even more adamant than Gene and Jude's. Gene and Jude's at least has ketchup on the premises. They won't put it on the hot dog. You'll have to put it on yourself if you're going to ruin your hot dog, but it's for the fries. But I don't think Wally's, I don't think they had ketchup in the building in that place. 847. Yeah, man, it didn't take long for somebody to mention the whale. Yeah, man. Thirsty whale, man. We've talked about the thirsty whale, man, 8 million times on this show over the years. So many great stories. We've had people who ran the whale on the show. Oh, man, bands who've played there. Thirsty whale. Speaking of, wow, I just spoke of Gene and Jude's. And it was right down the street from Gene and Jude's in River Grove. I think it's a gas station now, they say. I think it is. That place, though, man, legendary, the whale. 773 area code says, the Dill Pickle Deli on Russian Ontario. Yeah, you entered from the alley. And then Jerry's Deli at Grand and St. Clair. Used to go there all the time, Jerry's Deli, all the time. I used to work on, what was the name of that street? Maybe Industry, and it was right near there. I can't remember the name of the damn street, but it was right. It's right near Grand and St. Clair, and that was the first office we did Roy's Magazine out of. And we used to always go to Jerry's Deli all the time. Bob says, "How about Sam's Hot Dogs in Willow Spring on Archer Avenue and Willow Springs Road? It was a great little hot dog stand." And of course, 847 area code says, "How about Olson Rug on Diversity and Pulaski?" The Waterfall and Indian Teepee, yeah. Waterfall and Indian Teepee. 773, Ed DeBevick's. It's so weird. You know, Dan, we pass where Ed DeBevick's used to be every morning on the way home. And I still can't get over the fact that there's now like a giant condo there. You know, it's just so weird, you know, because, I mean, I had, you know, in the 80s, I had a lot of friends who worked at Ed DeBevick's because I was, you know, friends with actors and stuff. And, of course, they're going to work at Ed DeBevick's. And I used to hang out there all the time. I used to hang out at Ed DeBevick's all the time. Late 80s into the early 90s, I was there all the time. I knew like 12 people that worked at DeBevick's. 847 area code says, you know, and then right across the street from Ed DeBevick's used to be Planet Hollywood. One of my ex-girlfriends was a waitress at Planet Hollywood. And then that was a Geno's East. Now it's condos, right?
I think it is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's because there's like a veggie restaurant opening up in the storefront right there.
Makes sense.
And then but that was Planet Hollywood. Ridiculous. 847 says there's a Flukies in Niles on Golf in Milwaukee. That's still there. That Flukies is still there. Terry says, does anybody remember Capizzi's Pizza, North Avenue near Austin? I do not. And I should, because I know that area. So all right. Cool. We got more to talk about here, and we want to hear from you at 312-981-7200, businesses that you miss that were in Chicago. 312-981-7200. That's my main man, Jerry Lewis, rocking away right there. Requested by Donald, it's Rockin' by Baby by the one, the only Jerry Lewis on Wild Card Wednesday. You mean Wild Card Wednesday? Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. We're talking about retail businesses and other places that have been closed that we miss. And a bunch of texts have come in. John says, there was a place called Mel Martin's. We had a few pops and sat on the beach. All of a sudden, we heard a lion roar. We didn't realize it was across the street from the Lincoln Park Zoo. Uh, 312 area code. D.B. Kaplan's Deli is a place that they miss. 708 area code. Manzo's, Biasetti's, PJ's, Cass and Lou's. Also on Randolph by the Oriental Theater, there's a really cool country bar called The Ranch. Joel Daly from Channel 7 and his band, The Sundowners, would sing down there. All you had to do was go right around the corner. 309 area code says, I loved Rose Records in the Loop. Used to go there all the time. I used to go there a lot when I was in college. As I had eclectic taste, they had everything. I was there after they sold to a chain when I was talking to the salesman, saying how they used to have a better selection. He disputed that, but I was rattled. I rattled off a dozen titles and genres of albums that were gone. And then he agreed. Mary from Roselle said, my BFF had her first job at Woolworth's at Six Corners. I miss the Wags at Six Corners. Best coffee ever. We used to go to the Wags at Six Corners all the time. It was on Milwaukee, and it was just northwest of the Portage Theater. So we went to Wags. We were at Wags constantly. That was, you know, whenever we saw a movie at the Portage, all my friends and I, we would go directly to Wags. Ate there a lot. So, a bunch of people on the line here. Let's get to Dan in Lake Geneva on WGN. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I've got a couple of them for you.
All right.
In the 60s, there was a place called the Athens on Rush, which was one of the most fabulous nightclubs in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They had a two-hour show of Greek music and dancing and partying. And that was one of those places a lot of times where they would lock the doors at 2 o'clock and continue on until about 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was great. And then we just lost the Parthenon, and Roditi's over in Greektown.
Yeah,
for
I know. That's unbelievable to me. When I heard that was going away, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I mean, that's a tradition. That place is iconic.
Well, absolutely. And the thing of it is all of that stuff is being replaced by tall buildings. But the one that nobody has brought up that I had the privilege of working at as a room manager and then the assistant GM was the Chicago Playboy Club.
Oh,
people.
Sure. Yeah, the Chicago Playboy Club, yeah.
That place was so much fun, I'm telling you. It was a pleasure to work there.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. And at that time, you know, a mecca for good music, too, because and comedians. Like, a lot of stand-up comedians got their starts there, a lot of legendary stand-ups.
Anybody and everybody that you ever saw on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
I met, and of course, that was their boss when they were up on the stage upstairs in the cabaret showroom. So yeah. It was nice to be somebody's boss for a night.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Dan. Have you seen the movie Green Book?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been away and running around all over the dugout country.
If you get a chance, first of all, it's a really terrific movie. But second of all, Viggo Mortensen's character is a guy that works the floor in a famous nightclub. In New York, I'm sure that the stories that they have in that movie you're going to be able to identify with. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, that's the die guy. Sure.
All right, Dan. Thanks, man.
Thanks. All we'll
right.
See you.
Take care. Bye. All right. Your dad's on the line, huh?
My dad is on the line.
All right. It's Mr. Shagru. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good, Dick. How about yourself this evening?
I'm good. What were you calling in about?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Zephyr, but how about Buffalo ice cream at Irving and Pulaski?
Yeah, I live spitting distance from where that place used to be. That's exactly where I remember that place was. We used to go there for like special occasions. That would be like, we're going to get some special ice cream. That place was great.
Yeah, my grandfather brought me there when I was a kid. I can remember.
Yeah,
the other one on ice cream was Lockwood Castle.
Lockwood Castle. Devon and Central?
Yep.
Devon and Central. It's now a Starbucks. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. How that has changed. But as I was thinking, two other one you have to know about is Riverview Amusement Park right there at Belmont and Western.
Yeah, I don't remember it. My parents told me that I was there when my mom was pregnant with me, so I did go there at one point. I do, and I know the stories. My parents used to go to Riverview all the time, and I've heard so many stories about Riverview, and it's hard to believe that when you look at that area now, where it, like DeVry is there, and you got a Jewel, you got a not a Dominick's anymore, but you got a Jewel, and I think it's a Mariano's is there now, and there's a mall with a Toys R Us, like a strip mall with a Toys R Us there. I can't even imagine there being a giant amusement park right there, smack dab in the middle of the city.
It was fantastic, but if your mother is pregnant, you probably went through the tunnel of love with your dad.
Yeah,
while they were there.
That's probably they probably did. Yeah, I think she actually, you know, didn't know it was unsafe to ride roller coasters while she was pregnant, and I turned out that's why I turned out this way. I'm pretty sure.
Well, the other one is Kiddyland up on North Avenue.
North Avenue, yeah. right by the track. That's why I know about it. It was. But yeah, that was a place. You know, my parents did this for me on my birthday. I don't remember how old I was. I was probably 7 or 8 or something. They used to have a deal at that Kiddyland where they would pick you up in a fire truck. You and your friends at the birthday party pick you up in a fire truck and drive the fire truck directly to Kiddyland from your house. So you get to ride on a fire truck, a real fire truck. And my parents did that for me on one of my birthdays. And it was, I mean, I was like the star, man, because like all my friends were like, oh, man, because we were on a fire truck and they got to blow the siren and everything. And we took us directly to Kiddyland. We had a big day at Kiddyland and the fire truck took us all home.
Yeah. Well, the last one, Kingston Mind Theater by DePaul.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw Grease at Kingston Mind Theater because Grease was written by a guy from high school by us. Kingston Mind Theater on Lincoln Avenue. Down there.
I remember that too. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, Ray, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dad. See you in a couple hours.
See you in a couple hours, right? Okay.
Good night.
All right. There you go. That was nice of your dad to call in.
Yeah.
Share some memories. Very cool. All right, everybody hang on. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're remembering places that don't exist anymore in Chicago. And the book we were talking about earlier that started this whole conversation is Lost Restaurants of Chicago. And it's available now. All right, we'll break. The news is after this. Yeah. It's Wild Card Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Wild Card Wednesday. Yippee, Wild Card Wednesday. And that's any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200, 773 area code, requesting Sing Along with Mitch. Has anybody seen my gal? All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. The Oscar nominations were announced, and I will go through those. We'll talk about the snubs and the surprises, and I'll give you my thoughts on it as well. And we'd love to hear what you think of the nominations. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit more about gone but not forgotten businesses and retail shops and bars and clubs and stuff in the Chicago area that no longer exist. Reminiscing a little bit. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in. Let's see. Here is Cindy on WGN. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Back in the 50s, I used to work at Continental Bank downtown at Jackson LaSalle. I don't know if it's still there, but anyway, we used to go for a meal to the South Loop to the Epicurean. It was owned by a man named Andy Soren, and our favorite dish, was shrimp Dijon. It was shrimp in butter with crumbs on top. It was just delicious. And then I lived around the corner in Logan Square from the original Father and Son Pizza on the corner of Whipple and Diversey. Although we were Polish, so I don't know if my parents ever bought pizza.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, no, the original Father and Son, that's a classic. Classic place.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy. Thank you.
Have a good one, sir.
Okay, bye. 312-981-7200. Here's Dolores on WGN. Hi, Dolores.
Hi. I wonder, you haven't mentioned Math Eigler's restaurant with the singing waiters at Lincoln and Belmont.
Whoa. That might be... Man.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
It's right behind a big art supply store right now, but the location was just a block north of Belmont off of Lincoln Avenue. You went like 100 feet west.
That's my neighborhood. I mean, that's where I grew up.
Yeah,
that's where I grew up. Wow.
You've been talking about it, but Math Eigler's, and they had the singing waiters. It was a great place for an evening of entertainment and singing. They'd ask you to sing along. And also, have you said anything about Zum Deutschen Eck?
Oh, no, we didn't. I have not mentioned Zum Deutschen Eck,
And that one is completely gone, but that was a real staple in that neighborhood.
That's absolutely right. Zum Deutschen Eck. Yeah, that was a great. That was great. Okay, thanks, Dolores.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bringing up some stuff from my old neighborhood. Speaking of my old neighborhood, Dan, the Tiny Lounge. You remember Tiny Lounge?
Sure. I think versions of it still there.
Yeah, well, it's on Lincoln now. Tiny Lounge is on Lincoln, right by Wells Park now. It's right a little bit east of Wells Park, southeast of Wells Park. But it used to be located right across the street from where I grew up. What they did was the Addison Brown line stop, the one that I lived next to for 18 years, was a pretty big stop, and then they basically like sort of knocked it down and tightened it up and closed it down a little bit. But the bar right next to it, I mean, like right there, was called Tiny Lounge. You ever wonder why a bar that's so tiny is named Tiny Lounge? That's not so tiny is named Tiny Lounge. It's because the bar in its original location next to former Addison Brown Line station was really small, like a handful of circle booths, midnight blue leather, gorgeous vintage wood bar that sat maybe 10, and a weird back room with couple seats where people made out. The dark, charming drinking den closed in 2006 after the CTA bought the land for the new Addison Brown Line station. The Tiny Lounge still exists. It's up on Lincoln, but that was right across the street. But you know what that place was called when I was growing up? It was a bar. And it was a bar, and it was called Giannini's. And I can't remember the guy. Somebody was Lou, maybe? Lou Giannini? Big bald guy. Big kind of, kind of a fat, big, jolly, bald guy. And his last name was Giannini's. And that's what, or Giannini, and that's what the bar was. That was the bar that was in that space, while I was growing up. And then on the other side, so on one side of the Brown Line stop on Addison, on the east side of the tracks, was Tiny Lounge, or I'm sorry, Giannini's when I was growing up. And on the other side, the west side of the tracks, was the Cork Lounge, which is still there. The Cork Lounge is still right there. And that actually, the Cork Lounge is directly across from where I lived. Giannini's. My parents used to go to Giannini's, and I would go in there, and they made cheeseburgers and stuff. They had food at Giannini's, and they had really great cheeseburgers. And I remember growing up, I would sit at the bar and eat a cheeseburger. Well, my parents had a little cocktail or two. And he was a great guy. He was a really nice guy. Sometimes I'd go, my parents would call and order a couple of cheeseburgers, and then I'd run across the street and pick him up, and he was always really cool to me. And they used to have those, I don't know if any bars have these anymore. I haven't stepped into a bar, in over 3 years, but I wonder if they still had do you remember when they would have, heated peanuts, and you'd put a quarter in, and you'd get like a paper cup. And then it was like a vending machine. It was like a vending machine that had hot peanuts in it, and you would put some money in, and then the peanuts would come out of the bottom, and it would go into your paper cup, and you'd have your paper cup full of hot peanuts. I used to love that when I was a kid. I loved that. I loved the fact that they had the heated peanuts with the paper cup. That's like one of the strongest memories I have of Tiny Lounge. Or not Tiny Lounge. God. Giannini's. Also, wait. Now, here's another thing Giannini's did. They would play every because, obviously we were, like 7, 8, 9 blocks away from Wrigley Field. 7 blocks away from Wrigley Field at that point. And so people had to drive down Addison to get to, because, the traffic was insane. And I would sit outside, and people from out of town would go, "How far is Wrigley?" And I'd just go straight, keep going straight ahead. And it was all, the traffic would be backed up. And every home game, home game that they played, and this was before light, so they were all day games. Every home game they played, Giannini's had an outdoor speaker, and they would blast, "Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it, the Cubs are over," and over and over. And they did it for the people who were in the cars as they drove by. But everybody who lived in the neighborhood or hung out in the neighborhood was like, oh, my God. You had to hear it. The Cubs are on their way. Hey, hey, holy mackerel. You had to hear that like 800 times before the game. He'd run it about an hour and a half before the game. So for an hour and a half straight before the game, that would play over and over and over again on a loudspeaker right outside of Giannini's. right there next to the Brown Line stop. So you got cars honking, traffic everywhere, you got L trains going by, and you got that song playing over and over and over again. That's very specific. So, all right. We got some more stores and businesses that we want to talk about here. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We mentioned Marshall Fields. We mentioned Woolworths. How about Wix? Wix Furniture. It was a warehouse, the Wix Furniture Warehouse. You know, you used to do the commercials for Wix locally, Dan?
Who's that?
Shelley Long. Eagle Food Center. Remember Eagle Foods? Of course, Blockbuster. But those were not specific to Chicago. Dominic's, those are gone. And then, of course, Walden Books, but, you know, bookstores are hard to come by now anyway, which is too bad. So, all right, we got some other places that we want to talk about. Gone but not forgotten, 312-981-7200. But first, let's break for some weather here. Mike requested this. Not Dr. Demento didn't perform this. He played it all the time. It was Napoleon something.
Was 14th.
Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away. Ha ho ho hee 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 ha ha. That was a staple on Dr. Demento's show. It was always on the Funny Five. So, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich in the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All righty then. We are talking about gone but not forgotten businesses and places that we used to love that aren't around anymore here in Chicago. Bring back a lot of memories from our childhood or when we were younger. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Hey, that's another thing that's gone but not forgotten. Dr. Demento, along with the King Biscuit Flower Hour.
Yeah, man, King Biscuit Flower Hour. Yeah, man, King Biscuit Flower Hour. Yeah, that was legendary. I used to listen. I'm telling you, man, every Sunday night I listened to Dr. Demento when I was young, man. Every Sunday night. I loved Dr. Demento. He's the best.
I tell you what, before I get on what I was going to say, Sunday nights was a difficult night because you had King Biscuit Flower Hour.
Yeah.
You had Dr. Demento, but then you had the two Ronnies and Dave Allen at large.
On TV. Yeah. Well, you know, it was funny because, like, Dr. Demento was something that I listened to, I mean, pretty much constantly when I was a teenager. And then I ended up as his competition for a bunch of years. when I used to do the weekends, my Sunday night show was direct competition with Dr. Demento, which I always thought was kind of weird.
But I have a Robin Trower CD I bought at a gas station.
Yeah.
It was just on the counter. That was a King Biscuit Flower Hour concert from 1977.
Oh, that's prime Robin Trower right there that year, that 77. Yeah.
But remember Adventureland?
Sure.
I mean, that's gone. I mean, that was, you know, like the hometown amusement parks, you know, it was nice. You didn't have to go all the way up to Gurnee or Bolingbrook.
Right.
You know, you had Adventureland, Playland, you know.
Kittyland, as we mentioned earlier, yep.
Yep. But the restaurant I wanted to mention was the Ground Round.
Classic. Yeah.
Yeah. There was one on the south side at 79th and Cicero. I think it was 87th and Cicero. 87th and Cicero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a few Ground Round locations. And that's when you could throw peanut shells on the floor at the Ground Round. That was like the fun part for kids. Like, oh, there's peanut shells all over the floor. We don't have to be clean. We can just throw peanut shells on the floor.
Yeah, every time you took a step, you crackled.
Exactly. That's exactly right. All right, Mike, thanks for the call, man.
All right, Nick, take it easy.
There you go. Mentioning Robin Trower, man. man. Here's Sue on WGN. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I wanted to mention I grew up in River Forest, and anyway, when I was a little kid, the family sometimes would go to Horwath's on North Avenue, and it wasn't until years later I found out that a lot of the River Forest mafioso went there, Giancana and stuff, and I just wanted to say that a couple of times later, obviously growing up, there were some mysterious fires that happened there, and I'll just say that there was this one tree that always survived, and they kind of had the building built around it.
Oh, is that
interesting
right?
History.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care. There you go. Thank you, Sue. Well, if I don't know if people remember this, but having been in the theater community from basically in the theater community from the late 80s on, I remember Scenes in Act One bookstores. There were two of them. More than just a place you went to find play scripts that Barnes and Nobles didn't carry, the theater bookshop was a community center for the industry and anyone trying to break into it. It was a place to find out about auditions and other opportunities, talk shop, and make connections. Scenes, a coffee shop and a bookseller just south of Belmont on Clark, and Act One, a below-ground bookshop on Lincoln Avenue, what's now the Apollo Theater Studio, were prime examples. Yeah, you would go there to see, because they would post auditions on the wall of both of these theaters, and it became like, all right, let's go to Scenes and drink some coffee and talk theater. That's what you did. So. Tons of texts coming in really quickly here. Jennifer says Frankenstein's in Indiana. I love that place. There's a picture of me somewhere that my parents have of me standing underneath the big Frankenstein monster who's holding a hot dog, and he's got a big mug of root beer. Frankenstein. See, he's got a stein of root beer. 77 there, 3 area code says Ronnie's Steak Palace was the place to go for breakfast with a $2.50 steak and egg deal and a big toast. There's still a Ronnie's Steak. There's still a Ronnie's Steak Steak Palace downtown at Clark and Lake, the Clark and Lake building right there. 312 area code says Parsi's Hot Dogs on Higgins at Harlem, also Windy City on Irving Park, earlier on Lincoln Avenue near Lincoln Avenue, Irving and Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
630 area code says I miss the shops Uncle Fun and Goodies. Uncle Fun was awesome. That place was awesome. That was a great place. Goodies too. I also miss the club Tuts, which later became the Avalon. That's at Belmont and Sheffield. The Avalon was a music club that was on the second floor. You had to climb up a big flight of stairs to get there. I saw so many bands there, and I had a lot of friends who played in bands that played at the Avalon. It's now if at the last I saw, it's a hair salon place. And I missed good old Flipside Records. Yes. Flipside Records, that's the place where I bought the Final Cut by Pink Floyd, because I ditched school that day when the album came out. 730 says, I worked at a place on Narragansett near Belmont in the late 70s called Cobart's Comedy Cove. It was a neighborhood bar and comedy club. I saw Judy Tenuta, Larry Reeb, and a few others before they became famous. Dan Supercup! On Higgins and Nagel.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that place. Wow, yeah. Pat says the Swedish Bakery. That's a damn shame. I got to say, that's a shame that place closed down. Andersonville Staple. Heather and I got our wedding cake from there, and you had a piece of that cake, and it was good.
It was.
It was a damn good cake. Biasetti's on Irving and Ashland. Reggio's on Milwaukee and Oakton. 815 area code, the Millionaires Club. There were a few locations. You paid for you paid for dinner and all your drinks were included. My parents went there a lot. So did my parents. And you got, Dan, the Millionaires Club, you got a membership card to be part of the Millionaires Club. That was a 70s thing, man. We would go. My parents would, and drinks were included. You'd pay for dinner and your drinks were included. And so people went there and got soused. And it was located right, at least the one that my parents went to was located right across the street from the Mill Run Theater, like in the Golf Mill area. They had a Mill Run, it was a live venue, Mill Run Theater. And I remember we went to the Millionaires Club a bunch of times. It was a big thing. My parents, like in the mid-70s, let's go to the Millionaires Club. And we always had kiddie cocktails, you know, which is great, too, because you always want to, you know, I had those along with my candy cigarettes, you know, so I could pretend that I was,
right.
that I was smoking and getting drunk.
While you hang out at a bar.
Exactly. Oh, man. I had my first drink ever. They gave me a tequila sunrise at 17 before leaving for college. Wow. 779 area code, Ponderosa. Well, yeah, Ponderosa Sizzler. Going to Sizzler. One of the greatest moments in film history, by the way. Kadeem Hardinson. Going to Sizzler. And White Men Can't Jump. It's one of my... You know, somebody, we played it on the air. Somebody bothered to had the time to take that and loop that for like 7 minutes of just him going Sizzler. One of the greatest moments in film history. Mike says, what about Shanghai Lil's? Shanghai Lil's, that's also, Dan, do you remember Shanghai Lil's?
I do not.
A little bit further west up on Milwaukee, in that same sort of area that we're talking about. Great. Shanghai Lil's is a great, great restaurant. And how about Tasty Hasty? Do you remember Tasty Hasty?
I never ate there. I do remember the name though.
Tasty Hasty was like it was a drive-in hot dog joint. You know, it had the speakers and everything. You would go out there and Tasty Hasty, we used to go to Tasty Hasty a lot when I was a kid. And they used to have a big box of little trinkets and toys that kids could just take from. It was on the counter when you walked in to order your food. Yeah, Tasty Hasty. And then Sharon says Villa Venise, where you could take a boat ride out of the restaurant. All right. Lots of memories. Every time we talk about this kind of stuff, people just, their heads just fill with great memories.